If you gotta go, go, gotta go motorbike riding. Listen to me and I'll tell you no lie. Too fast to live, too young to die. I bought a new machine today and say, it take your breath away.
Motorbiking. I'm motorbiking. Motorbiking. Motorcycling.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. Baby, won't you come with me? I'm thinking where you wanna be. Well, here I am again and I'm dressed in black. I got my baby, she's a riding up back. Are we doing that? So good to be alive.
Motorbiking. 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 Motorcycling.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning.
If you gotta go, go, gotta go motorbike riding. Motorbiking. We go motorbiking.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a single lightning.
If you gotta go, go, gotta go motorbike riding.
Motorbike. Crossroads Radio reminds you, Strange Brews, the show of your choice.
Hello and welcome to the Strange Brew podcast again. My name's Jason Barnard and that was Chris Spedding and Motorbiking. We're changing the theme that I mentioned on last month's show, the TV special, to Chris Spedding, because just as I'd launched last month's show, Chris came through with his short interview for the Strange Brew podcast, where I asked him a few choice questions about his career, and that's on thestrangebrew.co.uk. So there's no better time to play 15 tracks from his fabulous career at The Strange Brew, and a real mix of material from the hard rocking to the pop psych genre that he played on. He played on many sessions in the late 60s and early 70s. So that was Motorbiking, his one major hit, which was a top 20 hit in 1975. Before I introduce our next Chris Spedding related tune, there's loads happening on the strangebrew.co.uk website. About a week ago, I launched an extensive career interview with Dave Slater, who was in Focal Point, which was Apple's first ever signing. And he tells us about his time in the band, what was it like in the late 60s in the Apple organization, and lots of links with the Beatles. Now, from a hard rocking genre, going back to 1968 to Chris Ife. Chris is best known probably for his version of Hush that inspired Deep Purple's hit cover of that particular song. He released a number of tracks from the mid-60s into the early 70s and was part of a beat band called The Quiet Five, who are well worth looking up. In 1968, he was asked to sing a track for British-based producer Mark Wirtz, and it became a single on Parlophone. The track is Imagination, and of course the link is that Chris Spedding played on this particular track and played on a number of Mark Wirtz's sessions in the late 60s and early 70s. So here's Chris Ife and Imagination from 1968.
She was low.
Chris Spedding in session there on a Mark Wirtz production, Chris Eif and Imagination. Now to some more session work from Chris, and that was or is on Jack Bruce's album Songs for a Tailor, released on Polydor in 1969. Jack Bruce clearly is most famous for his brilliant work with Cream. But after the band broke up in 69, Jack released his first solo material, Songs for a Tailor. All lyrics were written by Pete Brown. Weird of Hermiston was actually a candidate for inclusion on Cream's 1967 album Disraeli Gears, but it was deemed too uncommercial by Cream's then label Atlantic Atco Records. So here's Jack Bruce and Weird of Hermiston with Chris Spedding on guitar.
I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to a wedding dressed in black. I'm going to a party. Going to a party, won't be back, and I'm not going with you. No, trees are no longer a comfort. Mantis just tied for wires. My head is hung down with the blackest of rain that I'm feeling. I'm going to the river. I'm going to the river, wash my teeth. I'm going to the mountains. Going to the mountains, cool my fears. And I'm not going with you. No. Skies are no longer a comfort. Leaves turning black in the autumn. The corn is hung down with the heaviest weight.
Jack Bruce with Weird of Hermiston with Chris Spedding on guitar. I mentioned that Pete Brown wrote the lyrics for much of Jack Bruce's material, and Pete formed Pete Brown and His Battered Ornaments in 1968, and in 1969 the band recorded two albums, A Meal You Can Shake Hands With in the Dark and Mantelpiece, with a lineup that included Chris Spedding on guitar again. Much of that band's material had were co-writes with Pete Brown and Chris Spedding. Pete Brown actually was kicked out of the band following the release of their first album, and the day before they were due to support the Stones at Hyde Park, and Pete's vocals were removed from Mantelpiece and re-recorded by Chris Spedding, and the band was renamed The Battered Ornaments. So this is your chance to hear Pete Brown and His Battered Ornaments with Station Song from the band's first album, with Pete on lead vocals. And then we hear The Battered Ornaments with Twisted Track from Mantelpiece, Chris Spedding on vocals. So this is the double header of the show, both tracks by The Battered Ornaments from 1969, Station Song and Twisted Track.
All the dreams of the day are painted blue. All the trains of the night
Two tracks from the Battered Ornaments with Chris Spedding on guitar. Now to a particularly rare track from Strange Brew favourites, The End. And this is some of the rarest material from The End, really. This is a track from the Last Word LP released on 10th Planet about 10 years ago, but this captured some of the band's material from 1970, nearly all of which remained unissued at the time. This session featured a cameo appearance on a track called Mistress Bean from Chris Spedding, and like much of Tucky Buzzard and The End's material, was produced by Bill Wyman. So here's Mistress Bean from The End's LP, The Last Word.
Left on the shelf. As the chief knows,
We love the end at The Strange Brew, we really do. And that was Mistress Breen with Chris Spedding on guitar. Now, we've already played one Mark Wirtz production, so let's hear another, Philwitt and Pegasus, and a really great track called Spinning Carousel. Philwitt and Pegasus weren't really a natural group, but a one-off studio project by Mark. Mark Wirtz is probably best known for producing some really great material in the late 60s, including producing Psych Band Tomorrow and co-producer and writer of Keith West's huge 1967 classic excerpt from A Teenage Opera. That particular project really wasn't fully completed at the time, but he did get a chance to complete a concept album of a kind in 1970 with Philwitt and Pegasus' self-titled album for Chapter One Records. All sorts of people were involved on this project, including vocals by John Carter. Chris Spedding is actually listed on the credits as Chris Bedding. But anyhow, here's Philwitt and Pegasus and the wonderful Spinning Carousel from 1970.
Smiling and she's drawing me near.
brilliant, brilliant track, Phil Witt and Pegasus and Spinning Carousel. Now, in this period, Chris Spedding played on sessions for artists that were extremely well known and artists that weren't quite so well known. And here's one of the biggest, Elton John. Chris played on some of the material for the Madman Across the Water LP. On these sessions, there were some great musicians, including Rick Wakeman. So here's the lead track from Madman Across the Water, featuring Chris Spedding on electric guitar.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke in the knowing very well. It's one of those that I told you long ago. Tear my world out my mind, and don't you know? Once a fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny, everything I say.
Just
that you're after. Now the glimpse of a madman across the water.
What a great session that was. Elton John and Madman Across the Water. Now moving on a year, we have Vigras and Osborne and Ballerina. Chris Spedding played on their album Cues from 1972, and Ballerina is one of those tracks. Vigras and Osborne's Forever Autumn, of course, featured on last month's Fading Yellow show. So here's Ballerina.
Dance for me, someone said. Emily shakes her head knowingly, gracefully. Emily would begin. Through the air, round and round, silver hair drifting down, silently, hauntingly. Emily, she would dance. At night, her dreams were her sights that she'd never seen before, of the day when she'd find a way of seeing a ballerina. To see one, to be
up.
Firegrass and Osborne from 1972, and Ballerina, that track also featuring on the Fading Yellow compilation series. Also from that year, we have a particularly rare track from a Spanish guy called Juan Pardo, who you may not have heard of, but over in Spain, he's one of the biggest acts in musical history over on that side of Europe. In 1972, he came over to London to record an English language album at Trident Studios, and here's one of the songs from that album, Natural, My One-Way Friend, Joanne. Session from Chris Spedding, Juan Pardo, and My One Way Friend Joanne. Moving on a year, we have Donovan. Cosmic Wheels was his 10th studio album. It's got a bit of a glam feel, aided, of course, by Chris Spedding. It was a Mickey Most production. I think it may have been one of his last productions for Donovan. Here's the title track from the LP from 1973, Cosmic Wheels.
Planets and his stars, creating havoc through my life with his influence on Mars. That's why I'm stumbling down the highway on my boots.
should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. In the present position of the planet, it's impossible for me to say. Just when I find my course again, with these boulders in my way, I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Instead of stumbling down this highway on my boots of steel.
Donovan with Cosmic Wheels. Now to another singer-songwriter, Roy Harper, and a track from his probably his best LP, and it's probably the best song on that record. Roy said that the combination of Chris Spedding, Bill Bruford, Dave Cochrane, and himself as a band was something that he should have kept together, but hindsight is a wonderful thing. Here's Roy Harper and When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease, from HQ from 1975.
When the day is done and the ball has spun in the umpire's pocket away, and all remains in the groundsman's pains for the rest of time and the day, there'll be one mad dog and his master pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch
with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun, where that old cricketer leaves the crease. You never know whether he's on. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at Silly Middle, and it could be Jeff and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be me.
And the clock turns back to reflect on the years of grace as those footsteps trace for the last time out of the act. Well, this way of life's recollection, the hallowed strip in the men, and the noonday sun are much more than just yarns of the days. When an old cricket leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. Sometimes you catch an of a 12th man at Silly Middle, and it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting. When an old crick
crease. Well, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you catch a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at silly mid-on, and it could be me, and it could be thee.
I didn't realise until I did a bit of research that Chris Spedding played on that track, Roy Harper, When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. Now to a trio of songs that end today's show, and they're all rocking and are all really good and all feature Chris Spedding. The first of that trio is John Cale and Pablo Picasso from his Helen of Troy album, released on Island in 1975. Pablo Picasso was originally written by Jonathan Richmond and recorded with his band The Modern Lovers in 1972, but it wasn't released at the time, and John Cale became the first person to officially release that track. In more recent years, David Bowie has covered it, but here's John Cale's version with Chris Spedding, Pablo Picasso.
Bye.
John Cale and Pablo Picasso. Into the late 70s, Chris Spedding carried on releasing some great material. He made a really good album in 1977 called Hurt, and this is a great track from a great LP and produced by Mickey Mouse. Here's Chris with Wild Wild Women from 1977. Women by Chris Spedding. Now our final track is really, really good. It's Chris's new side project, his new band King Mob, and a song called I Was There. It's a bit of a supergroup, including Glenn Matlock of the Sex Pistols and Snips, who was in Sharks. They've released a really, really good album, Force 9, probably one of the best albums released this year. Chris talks a little bit about the album on the interview that's on thestrangebrew.co.uk. You'll also find there my review of the album, catchy album, excellent. So here's one of my favourite songs from Force 9. It's called I Was There. Next month we will be having the TV related show inspired by one of the new albums released by Fuit de Mer. If you want to get in touch, look up our Facebook page and also email me at thestrangebrew@live.co.uk. Until next month, here's King Mob featuring Chris Spedding and I Was There.
So you, baby, it was so.